T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Trump administration can go ahead with its plan to restrict military service by transgender men and women while the court challenges continue. This from the Supreme Court today.
On our news line, CBS News military consultant, retired Army Major Mike Lyons. Mike, what impact will this decision have on the military?
Well, Steve, it'll prevent the military from recruiting any transgender individuals on a going forward basis. But it'll have to then figure out what does it do with about 900 to 1,000 individuals who have currently identified themselves as transgender that are currently serving, whether or not they're transitioning or what it specifically is their situation. The military might look to possibly separate them. So they're going to have to get more guidance, I think, from the executive branch with regard to what they should do going forward.
Mike, I remember back when Jim Mattis was the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, and there was some discussion about how these things affect the esprit de corps of the armed forces. Tell us about that.
Well, I think Secretary Mattis was more focused on availability and deployment. And I think one of the things he wanted to change was he didn't want individuals joining the military and using the military medical system as part of that transition from your gender. And I think he was concerned about deployment, and he wanted a window of at least 18 months prior to that, so to make sure that anybody that was in this situation was not going to require a specific medical condition. And I think that's really the issue. You know, when you're in the military, you just want people around you that are competent and committed to the mission. And if your teammate is not going to be able to be there, I think that's what's got the most concern.
Yeah, Mike, you yourself, a retired Army major, a decorated battlefield officer, do you care about the status of the person who's serving next to you as long as they're a good soldier?
That's it, Steve. As long as the person, again, competence and commitment are two of the Army values that, you know, when I served, and that's what you measure people on. I think as long as if someone volunteering can do the job and is willing to, you know, go the extra mile, whatever it takes to work alongside you, I think that's the key. But again, the Secretary of Defense just wants to make sure that nobody takes care of the loopholes in the systems and, you know, uses the military medical system as a way as a vehicle to transfer your sex.
That's an important point. Thank you so much, retired Army Major Mike Lyons.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.